Rotary International, a world fellowship of business and professional men with a common ideal of service, presents the Rotary Golden Theater. More than 8,000 Rotary clubs in 89 countries throughout the world are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Rotary International, an organization fostering the ideal of service in personal, business, and community life, and working for the advancement of international understanding, goodwill, and peace through a world fellowship of business and professional men. In observance of its golden anniversary and as a public service, Rotary International brings you the Rotary Golden Theater. As we enter the Rotary Golden Theater, the bright lights blaze forth the title of the drama we are about to see, Working Together. We take our seats and the curtain rises to reveal the editor's private office in the Middle City Chronicle. James Gray, the Daily Chronicle editor, greets a visitor, Judge William Vernon.
Hi, Judge. Well, for a man who's supposed to have retired from the bench, you're just about the busiest person I ever knew. What brings you around to the Chronicle office?
Why, I want to ask a favor of you, Jimmy. Not for myself, but in my capacity as chairman of the Rotary Club's Vocational Service Committee.
Well, haven't we been giving enough space on Rotary's annual employer-employee relations conference?
Oh, I've no complaint on that score, Jim. You always give us just about everything we want, but 7 or 8 good, solid, sensible businessmen have come to me about this straw vote the Chronicle's taking.
Ah, it's a great promotion stunt, Judge. I'm glad to know local businessmen like it.
But they don't like it, Jimmy. That's just the point.
What? Well, I can't understand that, Judge. The Chronicle is running a straw vote to pick a Mr. Management and a Mr. Worker. Now, all employees are eligible to vote for Mr. Worker, and all executives are eligible to vote for Mr. Management. The two men will be guests of honor at the Rotary Employer-Employee Relations Conference. The Chronicle will present each of them with a plaque commemorating the occasion. Now, how could anyone possibly object to that?
They're afraid of what may happen, Jim.
I don't understand.
Now, look, Jimmy, you know how hard I've worked to promote harmony in our local industries ever since I retired from the bench.
Nobody knows better than I how hard you've worked, Judge. I'm thankful you've done it. But I've always wondered why.
Well, there's no mystery about that, Jim. As a judge, I had to listen to thousands of cases that should never have come into court, that could have been settled by open-minded discussion. And during the big Middle City strike of 1939, I saw misery that shouldn't exist in a town like ours. Well, now that I'm free of pressure, I'm trying to prevent disagreements instead of judging them.
Then you, of all people, Judge, should be in favor of the Chronicle straw vote. You should want to honor top men in vocational service.
In every dispute I've helped to arbitrate in the past 2 years, I have had one really bitter enemy, Jeff Telfran. He's a wild, irresponsible opportunist who thinks the way for labor to settle a disagreement with management is to smash a few windows. He's a regular... Well, I won't say what I think he is, because so far I haven't been able to prove it, but someday I will.
He's a half-baked radical. Nobody pays any attention to him, and the unions don't like him any better than management does.
Labor leaders don't like him, Jimmy, and I would like to think that the men don't either, but, well, let's be realistic. Like all professional agitators, Telfran's methods are spectacular. And he's told the men so often that he's their one champion that some of them are beginning to believe it. Ever since the unions kicked him out, he has concentrated on the unorganized men. They're not on to him yet for what he actually is.
You shouldn't take him so seriously, Judge.
Believe me, Jimmy, in any employer-employee relations work in Middle City, you have no choice but to take him seriously. When I got into vocational service work through Rotary, management gave me every bit as many headaches as labor did. Now, they've been completely won over to the modern concept of business relations, but they still have one great fear.
What's that?
That they are making things easier for some fanatical, misguided Jeff Telfran to step in and wreck everything they've built up.
Judge Vernon, I can't believe that Jeff Telfran could get enough support to cause any real trouble.
Jeff Telfran is campaigning for election as Mr. Worker, going from house to house and from store to factory, working as hard as if he were running for governor. Cancel the straw vote, Jim.
I can't do that, Judge.
There must be some excuse you could make.
Any excuse we might give would be exactly that, an excuse. Nope, Judge, the Chronicle isn't going to back down.
But What if Jeff Telfran is named Mr. Worker?
Look, if a chronic troublemaker like Telfran has that much of a hold on people, we should know about it. I'm sorry, Judge, but my decision's final. Hello, Mr. Telfran. Something I can do for you? Have a seat.
I prefer to remain standing, Mr. Gray. There's nothing you would do for me if you could. You color the news to please your advertisers, and I don't please them.
I'll ignore that remark because it's groundless. What do you want?
I want an understanding right now on how the straw votes are going to be counted. And when?
They'll be counted by a committee of Rotarians the night before the employer-employee relations conference.
I'll have 5 men on hand to represent the employees. Any objection?
None at all. We'll be glad to have the extra help.
And just in case you have any ideas about tampering with the vote, forget them. I've gotten permission to put the ballot box in the city hall, and it's going to be guarded day and night.
That's fine.
Yes, it can be fine, Mr. Gray. Very fine.
I understand I'm not the only caller you've had who's interested in the straw ballots, Jimmy. Did Telfran give you an ultimatum?
Of sorts.
Jimmy, men are going to Telfran's ballot box at the city hall by the hundreds. Do you realize what that can mean?
What do you think it means?
When Telfran can show how much power he has, he'll be in a position to wreck the town.
People won't stand for it.
They won't stand for it indefinitely. But by the time they realize what's happening, he may have done irreparable damage.
Judge, a newspaper man has to be an expert on psychology and human behavior. Take the word of an expert and relax. Chronicle office, Jim Gray speaking.
This is Bill Vernon, Jimmy. I'm still worried about that straw vote. Is it all right if I sit in on the ballot counting?
Sorry, Judge, but we can't give Jeff Telfran any cause for complaint by adding to the official ballot counters.
Well, then, can you give me a ring as soon as you have the results?
You can get them tomorrow at the Rotary Employer-Employee Relations Conference. Goodbye, Judge.
Why, you high-handed, arbitrary, unreasonable...
Tut-tut, Judge. I hope you're not that badly upset tomorrow. I hope you don't have any reason to be.
Order, please. Order. Rotarians and guests, I'm delighted to welcome you to this third annual Middle City Employer-Employee Relations Conference. We believe this is the best program of its kind we have ever arranged. But before we get down to the serious business at hand, Editor Jim Gray of the Chronicle planned a diversion for this meeting that has captured the interest of the entire community, the election by popular ballot of a Mr. Worker and a Mr. Management. Now, curiosity concerning the winners of those titles is so great, my own included, I must confess that I feel it would be unwise to hold back the news that you are all waiting to hear. At this point, I would like to turn the meeting over to Jim Gray.
Thanks, President Cooper. When the Chronicle announced the straw vote to select a Mr. Worker and a Mr. Management, we wanted to focus attention on what we feel is an important conference. We thought it was a good idea to publicly honor 2 men who have contributed enough to their respective groups to have won the respect of their fellows. We had no intention of stirring up any bitterness or rivalry, and the committee members who counted the ballots are agreed that the vote is absolutely fair. With that understood, I would like Martin Bland to announce the winner of the title, Mr. Management.
Thank you, gentlemen. Before I reveal the identity of Mr. Management, what does management constitute? What gives a man the right to be graded top management? Must he control a tremendous amount of stock in an organization? No, that's ownership, not management. Good management is good service. Good service to the public, to stockholders, and to company employees. Good management keeps a business organization functioning smoothly and efficiently. It creates harmony. It increases productivity. It also earns a profit. A profit that it justly deserves because of the service it renders. As many of you know, I head a substantial manufacturing company. I cast my vote in this contest for a man who has done great things for my firm. He induced me to inaugurate a training program that has, over a period of years, made it entirely unnecessary for my company to bring in top-level executives from the outside. With all promotions coming from within our own organization, our plant morale has been strengthened. We have eliminated a costly turnover. From top to bottom, we are more efficient and more ambitious. This same management genius persuaded me to give longer vacations to our employees. And I found to my astonishment that, working fewer days per year, our people actually produced more goods. This man has offered management service not to one company, but to an entire community. Gentlemen, I'm happy to present to you the overwhelming choice of Middle City Management for the title of Mr. Management. Stand up, Judge William Vernon.
Gentlemen, please. I suppose I should feel honored, but I'm afraid this creates the impression that I have sided with management against employees, and that isn't true. As chairman of this Rotary Club's Vocational Service Committee, I have never been in favor of management or in favor of labor. My sole interest has been in the dignity of the human being. I've worked for years to get a reputation for being impartial, and I'm afraid that all that has been destroyed by a thoughtless publicity stunt. Now, if I'm being a poor sport about this, I'm sorry, but it's the way I feel.
Just a minute, Judge. We can discuss this further after the meeting. Right now, I want to introduce the committee member who will reveal the winner of the title, Mr. Worker. Gentlemen, Mr. Laudeck Froha.
Thank you. Thank you. I wish I could say things as well as Mr. Bland just did, but I'm a dye maker, not an orator. Mr. Bland asked a question. What is management? Well, we had an even harder question to answer when we voted. What's a worker? A man can work hard for himself and not be what we mean by a worker. He's ownership, maybe. When we talk about a worker, we mean a guy who works for somebody else. And like Judge Vernon just said, he has to be somebody you feel is fair. He understands you because he's one of you. He's willing to fight your battles, or he's ready to smack you down when he thinks you're wrong. He's honest, whatever he thinks and whatever it costs him. Now, there's a fella here in Middle City who fits. He works for somebody else, for all of us. He's gotten me a chance to get ahead that I couldn't have gotten without his help. Sometimes I've disagreed with him, but he's never ordered me to vote his way in a contract meeting. We don't like to be told how to vote. Somebody tried to tell us how to vote on this straw ballot. So we got together and decided not to let him get away with it. Maybe the way we did vote doesn't make sense, but we're satisfied with it. So I'd like for Mr. Worker to stand up and take a bow. Well, come on, Judge, on your feet.
What?
Maybe I'm not being fancy enough about it. Gentlemen, the winner of the Mr. Worker title is Judge William Vernon.
Any comment, Judge?
No. I've already made a few comments that I'd like to withdraw.
Then here are two plaques for you, Judge. One that says you're Mr. Worker, and one that says you're Mr. Management. And I might add that I feel mighty fortunate to be living and working in a town where labor and management are that close together. How about you, Laudeck?
Mr. Gray, labor and management are that close everywhere. If they just had sense enough to realize it. They're all people, all after the same thing. A good, happy life.
And so the curtain falls on the play Working Together, presented by the Rotary Golden Theater as a public service in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of Rotary International, a world fellowship of business and professional men with a common ideal of service.